Gary, confirmed as Hyde United manager, possibly. Was there ever any doubt about it?
We had to speak to them about a number of things, and we was very aware that in the background there was things happening. So I think that put kind of everything on hold, and everything got held back. But yeah, once we'd spoke to them, you know, we wanted to come here. And we've sorted things now. We realise it's a difficult time for the football club, and that money is, they've got to watch the money, because it's difficult to raise. But they give us something to work with. I'll be honest, and I've told them, we wanted a little bit more, but we haven't got it, so there's no point crying about it. We just get on with what we've got.
In your long football career, have you ever worked with a supporters' trust before?
No. What they like?
I don't know. It's not going to be one of those that they had.
I don't know. You're asking me something.
Supporters picked
it. I just came along tonight to meet the manager.
Were you feeling that it'll all work okay?
Well, it's all. I mean, it seems to have worked at Halifax. It's certainly worked at FC. Although you suppose you're talking about. Well, you are talking about a lot of bigger fan base. And Chester. And you know, the thing now is that the club is owned by people that, you know, really, over many, many, many years and generations, have supported the football team in Hyde, and you know, hopefully that can only be a good thing.
Have you got to manage expectations a bit? People be thinking, because the club's, with all due respect to the Northern Premier League, at its lowest level now in 10 years, and they're going to be expecting you to just go up at the first attempt, because there's some rich clubs in that division.
Yeah, I think people know that, obviously there's a lot here tonight, that were here a few years ago and they saw what we did, so I suppose it's natural to think, oh, well, they're back, they'll do it again. It'll be difficult. But, you know, I've got fantastic faith and belief in myself. And also, you know, I said in there, Martin, I'm very lucky. I've got a guy who stands at the side of me who's the cleverest guy I've ever worked with in football. So, you know, we've got a chance.
But there's going to be some, you know, you've got tough sides like Blyth, who've got some money from their FA Cup run, Darlington, Salford City with their United backers. And they don't necessarily play the prettiest football in that division.
No, but, you know, like I just said, I think someone asked me the question in there. You know, when we won the league, Altrincham and Halifax and Guiseley and Harrogate had two, three, four times what we had. So, you know, you can give a club or a management a massive money. There's still a pressure to spend that right. And I think we proved before that on a small budget, you can outdo the ones with big budgets.
And from what you were saying in your fans' forum, you feel that if you play good football, it doesn't matter if the other sides are negative or physical?
No. The issue we'll have, and I think someone asked me the question there, we won't always play on good surfaces where you can get down and play. Well, we'll have to adapt to that. We'll have to adapt to that, but I don't think it's rocket science. We just won't play as much in dangerous areas.
Has the rebuilding process already begun?
Yeah, I've met a number of players this week, and Martin's met a lad one night this week, and yeah, it's, you know, I've made numerous phone calls to the same player, and I've arranged meetings, and I've sat down with a few of them. I'm seeing another two on Monday. You know, I'm asking people to come down leagues, and I'm also asking them to take a cut in money. So there's two big problems. But, you know, I think me and Martin have an awful lot of respect in the game, and you know, a lot of these players I'm talking to have either played against us or watched us, and I think they think, well, first of all, they know that Hyde's a real, you know, a real attractive club to play. It's a great stadium. They've got a good little fan base. It's a nice place to play football. So I've just got to sell them a dream, really.
And as the team goes, will it be different, much different to the one that finished the season? Because it's a very young squad that finished the season off.
Yeah, we'll bring quite a lot of players, and we'll keep a number of them. And a number of the academy players will be involved in the pre-season and be involved in the squad. Yeah, they will be.
Cheers.
No.